Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 3rd, 2023. The FBI is investigating 1,800 threats stemming from the Israel-Hamas conflict. More than 150 are dead and 500 injured in Christmas terrorist attacks in Nigeria. A Hezbollah leader was charged in connection to the 1994 Jewish Center attack in Argentina, and an interstate threat law is increasingly being used to arrest domestic extremists. Let's get into these stories. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said on December 21st that the FBI has investigated more than 1,800 reports of threats or other types of tips and leads related to the Israel-Hamas conflict since it began on October 7th. The conflict has escalated the U.S.'s already elevated threat environment, which Monaco said is reminiscent to the post-9/11 era. The FBI has more than 100 open investigations stemming from the conflict, with the majority of those involving lone offenders and small groups capable of taking action with little to no notice. While the FBI resolved many of the threats or tips, some of which involve claims of terrorist financing, the large volume of reports strain federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies.
And today, as we sit here, the FBI has opened more than 100 investigations coming out of those reports. Indeed. And these are the types of cases that people are reading about. So, for instance, these include the case of a man who was arrested at Cornell University for making threats against the Jewish community there. They include the case where the FBI arrested a man in Los Angeles for threatening the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League.
Monaco cited, quote, searing images, end quote, and vivid accounts of Hamas's attack on Israel, adding that they evoked emotional reactions around the world and in turn have resulted in a very significant uptick in threats and actual violence inside the U.S. Monaco said, quote, we've seen individuals who are taking, I think, twisted inspiration from those images, end quote. On Christmas and over the holiday weekend, militants targeted numerous Christian villages during several attacks in Nigeria, killing more than 150 unarmed men, women, and children, and injuring at least 500 others. Using firearms and machetes, the militants first sieged the village of Gwana in central Nigeria on the night of December 23rd while the majority of villagers slept. The attackers, locally called bandits, also launched well-coordinated assaults and torched houses in approximately 15 different communities. The militants are linked to the Fulani tribe, one of the largest in West Africa, and a predominantly Muslim nomadic group that holds significant political power. Officials assert that the land grabs and ethnic displacements have forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes amid intense gunfire by militants speaking the Fulani dialect. During the first half of 2023, Fulani-linked assaults resulted in the death of over 2,500 Christians in Nigeria. On December 20th, the U.S. Justice Department unsealed terrorist charges against a high-ranking Hezbollah leader linked to the 1994 Jewish Community Center attack in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where perpetrators killed 85 individuals and injured hundreds more. The charges allege that Samuel Salman Alreda, 58, a dual Colombian-Lebanese citizen, conspired to provide and provided material support to terrorists in Lebanon, Argentina, Panama, Thailand, and elsewhere from 1993 to 2015. Officials contend that Alreda, who remains at large, is currently in Lebanon. Islamic Jihad organization operatives allegedly use information Alreda relayed to plan and execute the 1994 attack on the Asociación Mutual Israelita Argentina building. The Islamic Jihad organization is a segment of Hezbollah that focuses on terrorism and intelligence gathering operations outside of Lebanon. In an unprecedented move, the U.S. Department of Justice is increasingly using a federal law, 18 Code 875, to arrest ideologically motivated individuals for making threatening statements. Between November 20, 2023 and December 20, 2023, the DOJ charged 25 suspects under the statute, which makes it illegal to use electronic communications to threaten or extort an individual. These individuals include a Utah man threatening a Palestinian rights organization, a Florida man wishing death on a Jewish organization, a transgender woman threatening to copycat the Nashville, Tennessee shooter, and a New Hampshire man expressing his intent to kill everyone at a Republican presidential campaign event. Some scholars attribute the increase in the use of Code 875 to several factors, including that it is one of the few laws that can address the full range of domestic extremism ideologies, from the far right to the far left to single-issue extremists and everything in between. As the number of open terrorism investigations continues to rise, the law provides a means to close a case much faster than a traditional domestic terrorism operation. A typical domestic terrorism investigation, not relying on Code 875, can take weeks, months, or sometimes years to arrive at an arrest. A convergence of multiple extremist ideologies makes traditional federal terrorism charges nearly impossible to argue in front of a jury. In the past few years, the vast majority of Code 875 prosecutions ended with a guilty verdict or an individual pleading guilty before trial. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and is considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to the local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.